what's going on with the internet, such as it is, in North Korea? It's been off and on. Who would do that? The first suspect, of course, is the U.S., retribution for that Sony hack. But some internet content delivery companies point out that North Korea might take itself offline to avoid an attack. And how did North Korea become such a threat? The country has only about 1,000 internet addresses. As the New York Times says, that's about as many in one city block in New York. Here and now, security analyst Jim Walsh is with us from the Security Studies Program at MIT. So, Jim, just start. Your thoughts on North Korea going dark. What are the possibilities?
Well, Robin, you mentioned several of them. I think the most likely attacker is certainly the U.S., given what President Obama said at his press conference. But there have been groups online and in the Twitter sphere taking responsibility for the attack. Some people think it could be South Koreans. Others think it might be the Chinese, sort of yanking on that chain to North Korea to get their attention because they're sort of ticked about all this. And it could be, as you said, North Korea is simply playing defense in advance of a potential attack. But at the end of the day, I would guess the U.S. But that's what makes cyber war different than physical warfare. With a lot of these questions, we just don't know. If you launch an airstrike in Syria, you know that you've launched an airstrike in Syria. There are people killed. There are buildings that get blown up. Not so much in the cyber world.
Yeah. Well, and are you saying that this is cyber war?
Well, I think, that's a great question. I don't know if we have a good definition of that. In the real world, a war is considered 1,000 battlefield deaths. No one's going to die in this particular conflict. But if you have an exchange, if one country goes after another and the other retaliates, that sort of feels like a war to me, or at least a skirmish.
That's so interesting that there is a classic definition. It sounds so calculated, 1,000 deaths. We're talking about deaths, but we take your meaning. But talking about who else might be, what else might be going on here, of course, North Korea's internet service might just be wobbly, but that's probably doubtful. But you mentioned outside people. People are saying that what they are seeing, this idea that it became unstable late on Friday, worsened over the weekend, by Monday was dark, back online, then offline. People are saying that that is consistent with a DDoS attack on routers. Explain.
Yeah, so that's a denial and disruption of service. The idea is to so flood the system, this tiny, fragile system that they have, that it is overwhelms it and the thing is forced to shut down. And so yesterday, I think it was down for 9.5 hours. Now, for a country like North Korea, it really doesn't run on the internet like the U.S. does. Can you imagine what it would be like in the U.S. if we lost 10 hours of internet? I shudder to think what it would be like. Who knows what children would do? But there, I think the impact is less. This is more about, if it is the U.S., this is more about sending a signal.
Yeah. Well, and what might China's involvement be? You said China might be trying to send a message, yank on a chain. Why would China be upset?
Well, a lot of North Korea's cyber assets are actually deployed into China. And so those calls and messages and hacking occur in China. It depends on China for the trunk, for the lines in and out of North Korea. And China is not pleased that U.S. Sony was attacked. And they expressed as much in a press conference the other day. They refused to name North Korea as the attacker, but they made it clear that they were unhappy. North Korea is a pain for China. It provides it a buffer. China likes having a land buffer, but it pays a high cost for that because it causes a lot of trouble in the neighborhood that eventually bounces back to China.
And who else might North Korea be working with? We know that the North Korean leaders, some have been educated outside of that country. They're not isolated. They might be able to contact people who could do this for them. Is that a speculation?
Sure. I think it's most likely to be homegrown. I remember visiting North Korea and visiting a school, a giant school, and walking into a room and dozens, 100-plus deaths of little children working at little computers. Again, this is all in an intranet. They didn't have access to the broader world, but this was a closed system within North Korea. So they've been training people for a long time. It could be them. They could also proxy that out. They could hire Chinese hackers to do it. They could hire others to do it. Yeah. But my guess is it's homegrown.
And what's the talk in the security world that this has happened at all?
Well, I think it's not a surprise that there's a cyber attack, and North Korea has been involved in that before. I had my laptop attacked, but I think what is a surprise is the nature of the attack, the public response, Sony's response, and this sort of first ever tying together of both a cyber attack and then a threat of terrorism, the whole movie theater's piece of this, which remains to be, to me, to be a curious thing and that doesn't really add up. But combining a threat of terrorism actual physical terrorism with cyber tech. That was the difference in this case.
And something people like you are analyzing. Jim Walsh, here and now security analyst. He's with the Security Studies Program at MIT. Jim, thanks as always.
Thank you.